Thursday the 7th of March, Kofta Shadar Rishon, Rabbi Huda Leib at Halstuk, Hilchos Muksa.
The subject we will speak about today is Hilchos Muksa. It's a very complicated subject. A lot is written about it, a lot of Dapim in Hilchos Shabbos, I wrote this sefer nearly 30 years ago. I wrote sefer Shalmei Yehuda Bedina Mukta. I had the Siyata Dishmaya. It was in this Kabul, and I planted over the whole time. Then about 15 years ago, I wrote this sefer, the same thing, but more shorter version, you know, with vowels and pictures. Today people like easier things, more easier to read. This I wrote 15 years ago, and now I translated it into English, The Practical Guide to Mukta. The Practical Guide to Mukta, I translated into English, so we will say the Klolim and the Protim of Mukta from on what Mukta is built. The Maaseh of the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, Kuf Gimel Omid Beis, says that Nehemiah ben Hakalia, he was Goyze Mukta. Nehemiah ben Hakalia, after the 70 years of Golos, of exile, after the Churban Beis Mikdash Rishon, when he went up to Eretz Yisrael to build the Beis Hamikdash, he saw that the Yiddishkeit was very schwach. He says, in Nehemiah, Perek Yud Gimel, Bayom Emoheim, Ra'isi, Dorchim, Gitois, Be'Yehuda, they're pressing grapes. There was just like a market. Shabbos was a big market, buying and selling and making wine. So because of all of these reasons, he was goyze mukta. You're not allowed to touch anything. Everything is mukta. Shabbos is just meant to sit and learn and be oisik and oinik Shabbos, eat Suda Shabbos with your family. Only that you're allowed to do. Besides Sforim and food, you're not allowed to touch anything. So he saw the people where they came back to Shmir Shabbos, Etiru, Bechozro Etiru, slowly it was Matemo and Matemo, till we have the Hilchos Mukta which we have today. Now, how many protim are there in Mukta? How many types of Mukta? The Meiri says there are 50 types of Mukta. 50 types, the Beis Yosef says there are 13 types. The Mishneh Berurah says that there are 6 types, so we will reckon out these 6 types of the Mishneh Berurah and add on another 2 types, and these are the Klolim of Hilchos Mukta. The first Chelik of Mukta is Kli Shemelachtoi Le'Isor. That means a Kli which you do a melocha which you're not allowed to do Shabbos. For instance, a pen, you're not allowed to write Shabbos, a pencil, a scissors, a pot, what you cook in, a hammer, screwdriver, all these things, it's a keli, but it's melachta l'issa, you do a issa on a Shabbos, so the din is, you're not allowed to be metaltelit, only the tzerech gufa yom mekoymei. The tzerech gufa means, if you need the object itself, for instance, you want a hammer, you want to open a coconut, you're allowed to take a hammer and open the coconut. That means l'tzerech gufay. L'tzerech b'koymei means that you want, it is here on the table, and you want to sit here, you want to learn or to eat, you need this place, so you're allowed to pick it up, and if you already picked it up, you're allowed to take it and put it wherever you want. That is the Tzerech Mekoymei. If the Chepes is Meshamesh also Leheter and also Le'Issa, you go after Roiv. If it's Roiv Le'Issa, it's a Kli Shemelachta Le'Issa. And if it's Roiv Leheter, it's a Kli Shemelachta Leheter. So, as you said, a pot what you're cooking is a Kli Shemelachta Le'Issa. So the Shmir Shabbat Kavrosa says, that would be good, a frying pan, you just fry in it, you bake in it. But a normal kedera, you cook in it. And after you finish eating, you put it in the fridge. You leave it there a whole day, and you take it out only tomorrow. So it's 24 hours in the fridge, and an hour outside. So it's a rov lehetzer. So it is not muktzah. That's what the Shmir Shabbos Kerosa says. But I asked Rav Eliashiv, he says no. Even a normal top or anything what you cook in, what you bake in, everything is a klishim alachta l'eser. Because it's miyuchad to cook inside. That you put it in the fridge, that is der agav. But it's made with a handle and a thick stainless steel. The way it's made is, it's made specially to cook in. So that is why every kedai is a klishim alachta l'eser. This is the first chelik. The second chelik is muktzah, machmas, chasor, and kis. Everything which is expensive or fragile, your miyachad mukam, you put it aside, it's muktzah, and you're not allowed to be metaltal completely, even not l'ser gufay, and not l'ser mukaymay. For instance, an expensive picture on the wall. Expensive picture, you don't touch it a whole year, so it is completely mukta. Or for instance, on the side, you've got all kinds of ornaments on the sideboard, things which you never touch, these are completely mukta. The same thing is all electrical things, or nice, you know, to hear cassettes, all kinds of music, things which are expensive, the big keli, but your miyach and mukka, you won't give it to a child to play around, it's completely mukta. And another thing is, a thing which you want to sell in a shop is also mukta, because you don't want it to look second hand, you want it to look good and nice. So this thing is completely mukta machmas chasor and kis. So I asked Rav Moshe Yadler, Poisek today, I asked him a shaila, you know, if somebody gets engaged, so you give the chosin a watch, you want to give him a present, a watch, and forget that Tzadah Chosin gives the kala a present, a watch, so you give them 10 watches, let's say, and say, choose which watch do you want, So let's say the chosin takes it home, and you know, he tries on everyone, he asks his family, how does it look on him? So a good time would be Shabbos, you know, the family is sitting by the table, so you see what is good for him. So I asked Rav Moshe Yadler if you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. He said no, because you want to give back the 9 watches to the shop. So it's a dover ha'oim le'mechira. You're going to come back to the shop. So the person wants to sell it again. So they are all mukta. So you're not allowed to do it Shabbos. The chosn or the kala must choose a watch either before Shabbos or after Shabbos. This is the second chelik. The third chelik is mukta machmas gufay. Mukta machmas gufay means everything which is not a kli, it's not a chayfet shimushi, you can't do anything with it, it's not a oichel, it's not edible, is mukta machmas gufay. For instance, stones and bricks and broken wood, money, balachayim, all kinds of behemoths, chayes and oifes, everything, this is mukta machmas gufay. Also, oichel, which you can't eat yet, let's say raw potatoes, which need cooking, is mukta machmas gufay, is completely mukta, and the din is, you're not allowed to be metaltal, not l'serech gufay, and not l'serech mekoymei. It's completely mukta. This is the third chelik. The fourth chelik is bosis. Bosis means that the thing itself is not mukta. But you put, intentionally, you put before Shabbos, you put on a thing which is mukta, so the bosis becomes mukta for the whole of Shabbos. For instance, if you light candles on the table, and there are no challahs on the table, the woman lights candles on the table before Shabbos, the table becomes mukta, and you're not allowed to move it. Of course, you can sit by the table, you can eat on it, but you can't move it, you can't move the tablecloth. So that is why the minhag is that when you light candles, you put on the chalas, you put on the chalas on the table. And chalas is the choshev Shabbos, the Shabbos you eat, oinik Shabbos, so it becomes a melachta leheter leisa. That is why you put chalas on before you light the candles. This is the din of buses, the fourth thing. The fifth thing is mechuba or mechuset seder bein hashmoshes. If at the beginning of Shabbos a thing was mechuba, let's say an apple, it was on the tree before Shabbos, and Shabbos it fell down, so you're not allowed to touch it at all. It's completely muktzah, because migdis ketzoy bein hashmoshes, because bein hashmoshes it was muktzah, so it's muktzah the whole of Shabbos. I asked also Shaila, a fax comes out Shabbos, if you're allowed to move it, allowed to touch it. So also Rambashi Yagla, he's today, I mean, I used to ask Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Shlem Zalman Erbach, Rabbi Yom Zilba, every doyer has got his gedolim. So Rabbi Yashiv is very hard today to come to speak with him, he's surrounded with his Talmidim. So I asked Rambashi Yagla today, big poisik. So he told me like this: if the fax comes before Shabbos, so it's not muktzah. You can read it. If it's not business things, you can read it. So it's not muktzah. But if the fax comes out Shabbos, you say the same thing: migidis ketzoy bein hashmoshes, because bein hashmoshes it was white paper, and the Mugen Avraham says white sheets, clean sheets are muktzah. Maisa is also machloikis, the paper is muktzah. That says the Mugen Avraham and the Mishneh Berurah. There are poskim who say once paper was very expensive. Today it's already cheap, but it's not like that. Even if it's cheap, if you've got a whole package of white, straight paper you put in the fax, you don't want it to be creased, so it is muktzah. So Megid is ketzoy bein hashmoshes, because bein hashmoshes it was muktzah. So even if it comes out Shabbos with writing on it, but it stays muktzah. So you're not allowed to move it, to pick it up. If it's just laying, you can read it like that, it's not upside down, you could read it. But to pick it up with your hands, you say, migdis ketzoy. So I said the shir somewhere, so the Rosh Chol said, well listen, every chassidish younger man gets his news through the fax machine, he gets chatzres kachenu, what's news, so he knows it's going to come, but that's not a heter, you know. It's not a heter, and migid is ketzoy, it stays muktzah the whole of Shabbos. This is the fifth chelik of muktzah. The sixth chelik of muktzah is muktzah machmas mitzvah. A thing which is miyuchad for a mitzvah is muktzah Shabbos. For instance, noy sukkah. If you build the sukkah, the noy sukkah, even if it's from the Shiva Saminim, things we can even use, but because he made it to be there 8 days, so it's completely muktzah. So also the noy sukkah, and also inside the white sadin, the white curtain inside the sukkah, is also a chelik of the sukkah, and you're not allowed to touch it with your hands. Also, even, of course, with your body, that's not a tilted, but with your hand, even in a small socket to touch, not allowed to touch, is completely muktzah. This is the sixth chelik. These six chelukim are mentioned in the Mishneh Berurah, in the Hakdoma to Hilchos Muktzah Simen Shinches. We will add on another two chelukim. One chelik is Kli Shemalata Le'isa, which there is no Hishtamshus Leheta. We said that the Kli Shemalata Le'isa is Mutl Tzeh Gufoy and Tzeh Mekoymoy. But what is it in a Kli Shemalata Le'isa which there is no Shimosh Tzeh Gufoy? You can't do anything Tzeh Gufoy. For instance, a battery. Now what can you do with a battery? You can't open a nut with it, you can't do anything. Or a candle, a wax candle. Or let's say a candlestick, even if it's cheap, but you can't do anything with it. These things are, the poskim say, it's muktzah also the tzeich mekoymoy, only b'shas atrach godel, I heard from, it's a big machlekes, Rashonim and Achronim, so only b'shas etrak godel you're allowed to move it with tech mukoyme. But if it's not b'shas etrak, it's completely mukta. That's what I heard from Rabbi Yom Zilber, Rabbi Shlem Zam Leubach, and Rabbi Yashin. This is the seventh chelik. The eighth chelik is mukta machmas gezeira. There are a lot of cases where chazal begoyza, they made a gezeira, that they were choshesh, you should be over a isa de araisa, so they were goyza, the object is completely mukta. The Gemara says oven, a tripod was on three legs, if one leg falls out, the choshesh will put it back again, will be over, you're making a kli on Shabbos, so the oven becomes completely mukta. The Shulchan Aruch says the same is with a table or a bench, if one leg falls out, it's completely mukta, but your choshesh will put it back. An example today, which is very shachiach, is glasses. Glasses, if the screw falls out, so your choshesh will put back the screw on Shabbos, so the glasses become completely mukta. So the din is that wherever it happens, you have to put it aside and take it off the Shabbos. The Maaseh, there are a very lot of potim and pirti potim. Let's say if the screw gets lost, it's not mukta. There's no gzeira again. Or if it's something broken, only a omen, you have to have only the optician can mend it. It's not mukta. So there's a few pages on all kinds.
Comes off underneath. You that you put on the plastic.
Or the glass comes out. So the
glass with the plastic.
Yeah, so if it falls out, if you can put it back easily, it goes in and out, you're allowed to. But if you press it in and it will stay there, you're not allowed to. You have to leave it on the side till after Shabbos. So the whole there are a few pages on this subject.
Does the glass become mukta completely? Maybe if you want to use one lens, for example.
No, also not. It's a shayla, because the lens is also mukta.
The good lens.
The good lens also mukta. Your choshesh, there's a gzera that you'll put it back. It disturbs you. It's very hard to hold it the whole time, and yeah, you'll go out, you'll be. It's problems. So it's a very, I mean, it's not easy to be mekayim. I mean, if you're short sighted, how will you go home? But it is a problem, and that is the din.
Even if you don't have any other
one. Even if you don't have, yes. Same with this completely mukta. So. This is Mukta Machmas Gezeira. For instance, you've got a baguette which is very wet, soaking wet. The choshesh will squeeze it out. You'll be over schita. Schita is befarek or dosh, one of the avmeloches. So it's completely mukta, and you're not allowed to move it. This is the eighth chelik of mukta. So under these eight chelokim come all the protim and pirti protim of hilchos mukta. For instance, electrical kelim, divrei chashmal, I've got a whole perek on divrei chashmal, a thing, all electrical things. So also I wrote here five klolim. If it's not, one klal is, if it's not raw, it's mukta machmas chosor and kis, that we said in the beginning. What is the din, a fan which works, Shabbos, it makes you cool. So the Igros Moshe, or Moshe Feinstein said, it's a kli shemelakta le'isa. I mean, you can use it. And the koyach comes from the isa. Electricity is koyach comes from the isa. So it's a kli shemelakta le'isa. It's a gufa imakoyma, you're allowed to move it.
If you
see you're too cold, you move it away, you're too hot, you push it to you. That's what the Igros Moshe says. But Rav Shlem Zalman Obach, he wrote him in the Goz, he says, I think it's completely not mukta. Because every kli you use, as you're using it, so it's not mukta, every kli, but you can use Shabbos, it's like a keli. What's the difference with the koyach, where the koyach comes? But now you can use it. A fan, electric blanket, which makes you warm, everything what you use, or a clock. Oh, a heater will soon come to it.
Why doesn't basically you come to adjust the volume of the fan?
Oh, so the Igros Moshe says that you should put on a piece of sellotape. You should remember Not yet. You said your attacker.
The principle of the glasses. No, you can't. Question you come to fix it, then you come to adjust it. And the time standard, you come to touch it.
No, it's a difference. Yeah, it is a difference. But the glasses you can't use at all without the screw, without the side piece, you can't use it at all. So your choishish, you'll fix the Shabbos. Here to adjust it, I mean, you can use it. You can use the fan, the electric blanket. You can use it. You want it a bit warmer, a bit cooler. So it's not such a strong chashash that you will come to fix it on Shabbos. So that is why it's only a lechatchila, gzeira. Every person for himself should make a gzeira not to use it. Now, every person for himself, for instance, these watches you can press to see in the middle of the night to see what the time is, also, it's lechatchila, you shouldn't wear it. Somebody who's choishish that in the middle of the night, he won't remember it's Shabbos, he won't see what the time, so press it. So the chetrele, you shouldn't wear a Shabbos, or you shouldn't have next to the bed a clock which your choishish or press. You should put everything. Every person should make for himself a mishmeret, a mishmarot, not to be over on Hilchos Shabbos.
And if your jacket is wet,
no, what you wear, they will not gozer. If you go in the rain and it's wet, it says it's not mukta. You're allowed to come home, and put it on a hanger. That you're allowed. That you're not gozer. Yeah. That is it. Now, electrical kli which stops working is completely mukta because it's a sheva keli. It's like a broken keli. Because the Chazanish says if you switch on, you switch on something, you're over boina. You make the electric circuit, it's boina, you're making something. If you switch it off, it's soifa, like you're breaking a keli. So a kli which does not work is called a broken keli and is completely mukta, like a broken keli. That is a third klal. Now, everything which has got in it a fire, an electric element, a heater or a light, this Rav Eliashiv says it's like shalheves. The Gemara says shalheves is completely mukta, and the Chazanish says it's mukta machmas chsoron kis because you're miyachen mukam shalheves. A fire is mukta. And so a ner and a candlestick and the table are bosses to the shalheves, and shalheves is completely mukta, and you're not allowed to touch. That's what the Gemara says. So Rav Eliashiv says that everything which has got in its fire is completely mukta. You can't be goyzer, you can't be machalik, this kind of fire, that kind of fire, lay plug, everything which has fire or element, a glowing element, is completely mukta. That's what Rav Eliashiv holds.
Because you use the Shabbos lamp.
The Shabbos lamp you're allowed to use because you only touch the cover. So see, there are two types. There's a type in Eretz Yisrael, it's on the wall, it's a lamp, but you move the cover, you close it, and you open it. That is mutar lechatrele, le mahadran. Because you only touch it, and the lamp you don't move at all. The other type is made in America, in the lake where they made it, that you put it on the table, and you move the cover. So also, the Rabbonim of America, they were matarist, because this is only kelach hayad. You move the cover. The lamp moves, kelach hayad, it's tilted min hatzad, but you are moving only the cover. The Bezdin of London were not so happy with it. So not so happy with it. Not a psazoy lechatrela, but also it's...
According to
what you
said from Shlomo Zalman, but there'd be no problem moving the whole lamp, even the base. You said that the electric things, apart from where there's an element, where there's a fire.
Yeah, but there's a fire
inside. Like the fan.
No, but here there's electric. It's electric element inside. Every lamp which glows, there's fire inside. So it's like shalheves. It's mukta. So Rav Eliashiv holds that it's mukta, like a fire. It's not this lamp, this fire, that fire. He holds it's completely mukta. So the lamp itself is mukta, but the cover. All kinds of herder, like a teddy bear, you open all kinds of things. So also it's mutter. I mean, the Rabbono of America were matter. So it's also mutter. This is electric. So Also, we came to there's a Shabbos urn with a tinor on the side, a plastic a tube on the side to see how high the water is. Also, I asked Rabbi Yashiv if you're allowed to use it. There's a problem because when you take out water, the water comes from the tube, goes inside, and from 50 degrees it becomes 100 degrees. It's also not Rabbi Yashiv, not lechatrili, shouldn't. So I take off when I buy an electric urn in Eretz Yisrael, I tell them to take off the tube to make a tap without a tube. But there are poskim who are matter. There are poskim who are matter it. They say it's not called cooking, it's already hot. That's a machlekes. And another thing, the Haggad is a thermos, also connected to electricity, thermos. So also the Shabbos you press on the top, it comes out hot water. So in Eretz Yisrael it comes, there's a switch on the side, Matzav Shabbat, only for Shabbos, which it cuts off the thermostat. That is the Mahadran. But in the whole world, they use it for Shabbos. They just use the but it doesn't cut off the thermostat. So if you take out hot water, cold air comes in, it could activate the thermostat. Did you say it's in the Miskaven, it's not the Gracia? It's, but better is, if you buy one, you should buy one made in Eretz Yisrael, which has got a switch, which can be used for Shabbos. Box of matches is a cliche melach telesa. The third group of mekoyim, you can use it. Cigarette Shabbos, is you can't do anything with it. The third group of so the third mekoyim, lachetrel is memach me completely mukta. Yontev, it's oichon nefesh. Yontev, they're not mukta. But they say as a joke, oichol esa nefesh. It eats you up. That's why it's not vokse yonta. That's as a joke. Binoculars, mishkefet, I wrote it's not mukta. Because the Machaber says that the keli shechoizim bo yisak echovim, which you see the stars, is not mukta. But there's two deyas. There's a machlekes, the Rambam, it's a machmer. So lechayra, you should be machmas. So somebody wrote me a letter that what the Mechaber speaking is not the binoculars of today. What the Mechaber speaking is called the astrobel. This is things. That's what the Mechaber speaks. That's what the Mechaber says in the machlokes. But a normal telescope and binoculars is completely not mukta. And he brings a riot because the din is from the Rashba. And the Rashba lived before Galileo. Galileo was the first person to use a telescope, so it means this thing. It doesn't mean a whole telescope. Now, we will finish with the dinim of Oichol. We said that a thing which is not roi l'achila is mukta. A thing which is not roi l'achila is mukta Shabbos. Now, all kinds of pips and shulach, klipot, which are not roi l'achil, is mukta. If it's roi l'bahema, it's not mukta, but there are no behemas here going around the streets in the city. There's no, it's mukta. So we will reckon out a list of things, of peiros, fruit and vegetables, and things in the kitchen. So we'll see there's a lot to think about in a normal kitchen. Aubergine, eggplant, and evret chatzilim is mukta. You have to cook it. A quince, artichoke is mukta. Corn on the cob, you would make popcorn, the thing you have to make it, it's mukta. A hard avocado, you can't eat it. It's mukta. A hard banana, you have to wait a few days till it gets ripe, is mukta. Turnip is mukta, potato, sweet potato is mukta, all kinds of beans that you put in the children, kidney beans, and barley, wheat groats, lentils, broad beans, soya beans, it's all mukta. Hummus, wheat grain, spelt, dried peas, rice, everything is mukta. Mukta machmas kufa, there's no shayla. Also in the cupboard, the lokshen, the noodles, falafel, macaroni, also flour. what you bake is mukhsa. You can't do anything Shabbos. Corn flour, starch, semolina, instant rice, which needs to be cooked, is mukhsa. Bicarbonate of soda, baking powder, yeast, is mukhsa. And also spices which have to be ground and baked, let's say kimmel, cinnamon, poppy seeds, chilba, whole mustard, black pepper, the round things, the round, white pepper, bay leaves, saffron, hail, ginger, seasoning, curry, everything is mukta Shabbos. Raw meat it says chozi le'umti, you can chew it, but today you can't, nobody chews raw meat, lechatzchila you shouldn't touch it. Raw fish is mukta. The kolades, you're not allowed to touch it. Dough is mukta. Therefore, in the kitchen, in the cupboard, where the coffee and the sugar is what you use Shabbos, you should put everything which is mukta, you should put at the back. The rice and the flour, that you should put at the back of the cupboard. And in the front of the cupboard, you put the coffee, the tea, the sugar, what you want to use Shabbos. In the fridge, in the beginning of the fridge, in front, you should put all the edible food. And at the back of the fridge, everything which is mukta, which you not use. And also in the freezer also, the thing, the ice cream, the challahs, everything what you want to use, or you could want to put in the beginning. And the frozen fish and the other things that you do not want to use, you should put at the end of the bag.